Augustana University and the University of Sioux Falls are adding swimming and diving as a varsity sport. Both schools are searching for swimmers as they look to start competing next fall. SDPB's Aaron Myros talks with USF officials to find out where the team is going to practice with no pool on campus.
The University of Sioux Falls has a swimming coach, but no pool or athletes yet. Josh Schneider is the athletic director at USF. He says when the city of Sioux Falls started building plans for the indoor aquatic center at Spellerberg Park, he had an idea.
It was told to me that, you know, the city is going to start building a pool and we would like to, you know, look into adding the sport. And so I met with our conference commissioner and had some discussions with her and, you know, knew where we were at as a conference and that there was some interest in adding the sport at a couple other schools, Mary and Augustana. They both also subsequently decided to add the sport. So with the addition of our three schools, the conference now is a full-fledged swimming program.
With the Aquatic Center set to open next fall, the timing couldn't be better. But Schneider says there's another benefit, too. A swim team could help the school meet Title IX requirements that colleges must have equal opportunities for female athletes. With a student body that is 60% women, USF falls short in providing a proportional number of women's sports to men. Schneider says one prong of Title IX is interest and ability.
So we have to determine if we're servicing or serving our women's interests on our campus and in our region. And if there are a suitable amount of, you know, females that would like to play a sport that we do not offer, then we may have an obligation to look at adding that sport.
Schneider says he's open to adding other women's sports in the future. Augustana and USF are both in the recruiting stages. Each team hopes to have about 15 swimmers by next fall. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Erin Myros in Sioux Falls.